Ostata. Un tiedä, juuassa autot. Mutta tämän teistä, on tietysti, että se määrät, without permission, they used to get them out of the forest. That happened to one of the PCA, that married a white woman in over 45. But he did it without permission, so he
I see. So I misunderstood it then.
No, you was out of the forest then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, where were you born?
Fort Yukon, Alaska.
Fort Yukon.
Yeah.
And what did you do? What did your parents do when you were there, sort of?
Oh, I suppose they missions and traveling. I don't know about traveling. They just lived down there. They lived all along the river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were really born on this side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In case. Years ago, there were just people just born any place, even in Copeland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Lacana Nitro, she's born at the mouth of a river, this wood river.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, she's driftwood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was born there. I suppose she would make the woman help her, you know, help her.
Mm-hmm. So what they just trapped and all that, and then when did you move to Oko?
Well, that part I don't know, because I must have been pretty small, because my sister Alice Peterson, she was younger than me. I don't know, 1 year or 2 years. We couldn't get her birth certificate to do any place. She wants to take hold of it, but we don't know where. She should write to June, so one day we'll have it. Eh?
Probably. So, what did you do when you got to Oak Grove?
Oh, my parents, this, then basically there was no jobs, you know, no jobs, and people trapped, hunted for their living.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rampart House was the only place where there was a store there, you know. You know, the Rampart House in the border. The people would be from there, up there, all along, long ways up. Think of when they ran short of something, I guess they have to do without it.
Mm-hmm.
They go over land, down to the Rampart House, on the boat. They track up. You know how they track up it, see?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
The boat, they had no motors in them days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the fellow, he sits behind, he steers the boat, he's kind of out. Somebody had the rope around there. You have to have a loop and they put it around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
They walk along the beach.
Oh, and they pull the boat up.
Uh-huh. Sometimes they have to go over big bluffs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Huh. How far back do you remember?
My sister Alice Peterson, maybe you know her at the White House. She was in 98. She was the youngest, who was still in the dress, you know. They came up here. Then afterwards, we had a little baby brother born this side here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was quite small. I don't remember that time when we moved up from Fort Yukon. I don't remember that.
Were there doctors? Did you use medicine from Longo?
When I was small, my cousins used the medicines, you know.
Do you remember anything about the medicine?
I don't remember my parents using anything. I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you don't remember something they used for coughing or anything.
We stayed in the woods, and I don't ever remember us any of us. Is that a plane?
That's a small. No, it's a helicopter.
So I don't remember, you know. wherever they were sick, you know, when I was stayed in the woods. When they found here, about 10 miles, I guess, when they down here. And my baby brother was going to be found here, my father to live with the baby. That kind of life we had in the law. My daughter, so this is the closest daughter I can last. And in later years, we used to, when anybody got sick, they went down that way. They didn't go to the Northwest Territory or White Coast. And over to a new that they do not.
What did you feel about the when the priests, the missionaries came in and they started to teach different thing, you know, a different religion altogether compared to what the Indian people had? What did you think about it?
I know that these people are really strong Anglican, and I kind of thought that they would never come to another church, and still they didn't turn, you know, that Catholic over there. But he turned to them, because we're strong Anglican, you know, like a Catholic, he may be strong, he can't go to another church. So we are saying.
Well, I was talking to some women, and they said that traditions long ago, for example, if a woman had a if somebody had a headache, they would cut, you know,
yes,
their head, and they would bleed it. To get rid of the pressure from the headache. The nurses and that used to look down on this, and the Indian people weren't allowed to do that again. What did you think of that? Was it right?
Well, I've never heard of them putting blood poison on anything. There was one old lady died there, but they can't prove whether she died of blood poison or dog.
Is that her name?
She had, in the fall time, you know, when after snow came, she had her dog rabbit, and the dog grabbed her. I think in the thumb was, you know, the dog picked her own dog. So her hand was pretty sore. So she went to this one lady who knew how to, you know, let blood out. And even though this woman did that, her hand just still even worse, it was blown up, big, swollen up, blue, not poison. But the police got up to this lady and told her never to do it again, but, you know, nobody can prove whether she died of that cut or of
it. Yeah, that's true.
You see? I know something. So they're very careful, you know.
Do they still do that now?
Well,
they're not allowed to.
They're not allowed to. That is sometimes they do it. You know. I just want to be open, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about this, you know, this last few years that I'm not talking about, you know. When somebody is sick or something, or somebody. I've never seen them do it, you know.
Did you go to school?
Clark Cross, yeah.
Clark Cross.
Clark Cross School, I know.
it was a residential school.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you feel about, how did you feel about going to a residential school?
It was partly, like, it's very good, you know that? In any case, we were not even sent home, you know, stayed 6 years. Yeah.
You weren't sent home at all?
Mm-hmm.
Did you
a
find...
A bit lonely sometimes, you know, in the summer especially. I don't know why in the summer, winter, we go to school. Not enough to cure this man. Used to get really lonely.
Did you find it strict at all?
They were strict with us. You should know some of those rules.
Yeah.
People want to take part of this, but you know.
No, no, it's fine because we've talked to some women before that have gone to school and they found that the schools were quite strict. Like I went for a while and I found myself.
You went to where?
To North Post.
Oh.
And I found that the school was quite strict, you know, and apparently quite a few people
mm-hmm.
did. Did you, any of your children go to residential
no,
schools?
No.
None of them did it. Why?
Oh, you know, with seeing them people, the government paid, you know, wishing that somebody paid for us, not
mm-hmm.
my kids. We had to go to school, we had to pay everything. Yeah. We had two of them going to the hospital in Boston. You know, up in this country in them days was no work. We had to pay for the $5 rent every month, you know, for staying there.
Mm-hmm.
It was even hard for us to do that. So we brought them home. One girl went up to, do you know many children? Mm-hmm. Our children?
Yeah.
So that's his wife, that's my daughter. She looked at the film press.
Mm-hmm.
After one went back up there to go to school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of my children go to school in the downtown. Off and on. In the kids didn't really have to go to school if they don't want to, we can go out traveling. If they didn't, we just starve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no welfare,
mm-hmm.
no pension, nothing. Of course we have to go out. Maybe family would get that.
How did you feel about just because you married a white man, you weren't an Indian anymore, according to the Indian Act. What did you feel about
it? I don't think much about it. I think it was the same. I said, my kids can't have some responsibility about something, you know, like that. What I mean is that, you know what I mean, they don't allow them certain things.
Mm-hmm.
People left town, right? That's the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Before, about 2 years ago, it was the first time I did help, you know,
welfare.
Mm-hmm. Welfare people. Once in a while they come and ask people relief of time, all the old people.
Mm-hmm.
Once I don't get pension, they get relief. To get help. I didn't ask for help. Sure, lots of time I had hard time. But I didn't ask for help. I didn't know that I could even do that. This volunteer came and says that all the old people are given help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of age, they don't see why I can't get help. They're going to get welfare from now on, they call me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't ask for help. One of those independent people, just because I was at my family, you know, I was living in the woods, learning to do without things, you know. I was laid up. I feel proud about it. you know what I mean. I've been proud about it that I raised 9 children, 10, you know, I raised 10 children. Seems to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. What did you, changes on your life since your mom started seeing
you? You have to talk a little loud to me.
Yeah. The gold rush affect you in any way?
What gold rush?
Well, I mean, when the people were going, like everybody was going for gold, you know, everybody wanted to get gold. Did that affect you or your parents in any way? You know, like the Dawson gold rush? Yeah, well, your parents, did they go?
Yeah.
They didn't. When you got married, did you get married to your husband because you wanted to get married, or was it arranged?
No, it was not arranged. Who wanted to get married?
I see.
Of course, I didn't ask him. He asked me.
So. Yeah. Did you find that there were any class differences between the Indian people and the white people?
In this town?
Well, anywhere, yeah. In this town.
Well, the person was never from the school. Always know that I need them. There's a much stranger coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
Some are so friendly and others don't want to talk. Just pass it right down. No, is it?
Do they have any feasts yet?
Feast?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year.
They have the July feast.
Well, what are they for? What do they have the feast for?
I celebrate for communion day. Almost did that.
Yeah, well, I mean, did they have sort of a potlatch or something when somebody dies?
Yeah, they do.
They have one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's much different from the people in White Horse. That was the one room we left there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Our Joe's aunt, she died. It was different. You know, they don't have those spirit houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we do it differently every week.
Well, how do you do it?
Well, say that when a person very sick, they know they're not going to live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if they didn't die in the nursing station or over in Newbury, if they die in their home, friends go to their bedside and sit with them when they pass away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be with them, want to be there the last.
Mm-hmm.
Last, what do you call it? To the last, they want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's easy to dress them, they dress them.
Mm-hmm.
And close them. And now sometimes they even have something ready for themselves that they want to put on and put them on. And they put them in. They don't leave them in their home like they do up there. I see them do that. In fact, sure enough, they just laid it right in her home. And had the trees right in that place where the dead body was. We don't do that here.
They put them
in the empty house and stay that way. But say, after they put her body away, then everybody is in it, you know, this town.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is charged to that person or their family.
Mm-hmm.
The men will go back and dig a grave, Back there too, and maybe we'll get them something to take back with time and craft or something like that. In the meantime, that dead person, I have some friends there. So anybody could give something and make peace, you know, hot lunch. Mostly their people, their own people, the woman died, she was husband, one of the kids, all the coconuts, all the woman health, I don't mean all the women, I just put lots of place, but you know, and then those that don't cook, they would give something, and then they would, set table, everything is ready. By the time they finish the prayer, the person will come. Those who take the prayer eat first. Afterwards, the woman, after that, the kids, the children come and eat next. They just put up a real meal that they do up there. Even this part is different, not that one, you know, where you come from. The lower the body, and unless it dust to dust, ashes to ashes, they would pick up a piece of dirt or rock and they'd throw it into that crib. And after they had little service after they, you know, put the dirt out, that little service, they send him, their hymns right there. That's all there is to it. Up here they have a piece of a place, you know. This is just one. Gather up all the person's clothing and they burn it up. Only some things, you know, that you give it out to the friends.
What do you do in your spare time? Do you do beadwork or?
I don't do any beadwork, but I knit knots. I'm the only one I kind of make loves with a pound in it. Keeps me quite busy in the winter. I go down around the bend and I set a few traps, just be doing something. And set a few rabbit snares. And of course, I sew a little thing on the machine like blankets last winter. I just take it easy, you know. My wood, I get it from welfare, you know. So that I don't worry about the wood, you know. And I get somebody to saw that with a chainsaw. Myself, I pack it into my porch. Those guys, people come and help me. I spite it, but now, you know, never had before. I asked if I could get a porch length of this, I mean, length of this house. Two porches out and I got it, you know. So this one room is too small. So I put my wood out there, a lot of things I put out.
How do you get your meat in that?
Well, I have a boy, my youngest boy. He's not married, but he, you know, he's got a brother. He's got a new home back here. Him and I work together, you know. He kills my meat for me. He goes out ratting in the spring. Me and my granddaughter, go out and we rat there. We help him skin his rats. Cook for him while he's ratting. So I'm quite busy, you know.
And then he gives you meat and stuff. And he gives you your meat and that for winter.
Yeah. He hunts for me.
Well, is there anything else you wanna talk about?
I don't know. It's very close to go down there.
How do you preserve your berries?
I just say I put in a big can of lime in the big basket. And I make it full and I don't have a freezer enough like the rest of the people. Lime right there. It feels like man's bad is baddest when, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the uptown people that welfare. Or how do you call it?
Status.
Indian affairs. They send them freezer. Nice big freezers you see in there. And they only ask them pay $50. You know each home? The freezer costs quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not with them. I don't get freezers. This summer, I really wish for a freezer. I've been wanting one for a long time. So between me and Fred, my boy, that get all money, you know, so we can look up freezer for us. So from now on, I don't have to put my berries in somebody's freezer. And you get little meat like in the spring, I put it in somebody's freezer. So I'm going to get what I want.
Yeah. And that's it for Clara Frost.